The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, find out what shocked our mission partner on this day, even after decades of serving in Africa. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and Betty and I, my wife, consider it a privilege, a really a great privilege, just to be able to share a few moments with you. We have a crisis situation now, not only in Africa and Western Africa, but now in the United States. Betty, when in our own Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex and in the state of Texas where we live, where we see the indescribable effects of Ebola. We realize how actually, I think you would probably say how terrifying that can be to think. I mean, I wonder how many people have thought, well, if you detect a fever and it could be Ebola, just how many people are going to feel like I've got to be all suited up at an emergency clinic? And so for us to stop and care and pray and say, help us do it right because this is deadly. And how many of you, I mean, just think about this a minute. How many of you have said, what can we do to stop it? I mean, but can we stop it? Well, if there's a way, let's stop it. I mean, is there a way to deal with it? Okay, now think about this a minute. If you knew there was, how anxious would you be to get that to any healthcare worker that's ill or any person that's sick or get it to Africa? That not a one of you watching wouldn't want to do it. Now, here's the thing, Betty, that I would like our viewers to realize today. We're going to be praying and working together, all of us, to deal with this disease. And we need godly wisdom. And we need everybody pulling together. That's the beauty. This is when we're most godlike, when we really become a family to stand against the forces of evil and destruction together. But please hear this. And sometimes I really wonder, are we effective getting the message across? I need you to understand the reality of what I'm sharing. Thousands of people right now find their life threatened by a dread disease. But as I'm talking, there are children by the hundreds who are dying. And not only thousands, but hundreds of thousands are dying, and we have the perfect cure. They're dying of malnutrition. They're dying for lack of food in areas where poverty is real poverty. Our poor in America, that we consider the people who are at the poverty level, would be considered wealthy in all third world countries. Our poor, wealthy in the rest of the world. Those of us who have been blessed, not a single one of us that doesn't care about solving the problem of Ebola, not only here but around the world. And we're saying, I hope we can find a cure. Please hear me. We've got a cure for the great killer, malnutrition. It's a perfect cure. It doesn't even need a test. It's an absolute fact. If we feed nutritious food to hungry children, it totally changes everything. And Betty, it doesn't just change everything for the child. It changes everything for that mother who has found her greatest joy. In third world countries, they don't have entertainment. That little baby, which is great entertainment to grandparents and parents here, should be. Great source of joy. That little baby is all they have. And their whole focus is on that baby. They never leave that baby. And when they see the child suffering, it's like a slow death to the mother. And Betty, we have given the mother more than hope. We've given her their children back all over the world. because our viewers have helped us do it.
That's right. It's because you have joined and helped us do this. Make the difference. Please help us right now, and let's save the lives of these children through getting the nutrition to them. It's a simple solution, but an urgent solution. Please help us do this.
And see, what we do is we establish a healing center, a feeding center, a real life center. And we give these children who are malnourished because of droughts and other problems that they had nothing to do with, natural disasters, we are giving them food in these incredible lines that missionaries and relief workers find. And because we found these compassionate workers, and they ask us to come back and find caring people who would enable them to do what God sent them to do and give the perfect cure. I want you to listen to Tammy Trent, one of our missionary workers. She's so precious. Listen to her expressing what happens in those feeding lines. Well, right now we've got hundreds of thousands of children that we have found that need help. But I want you to listen to Tammy, because she's showing you the joy of being able to do it and know beyond a doubt this is the cure. Needs no test. All we need to do is keep giving the remedy. And here's something that's so, Betty, this is absolutely amazing. It's a result of prayer. We got the largest challenge gift ever in the history of our outreaches, $1.5 million to match what you give right now during this special program. Everything you do will be doubled. Listen to Tammy.
This is the best part of my day, when I have the privilege of sitting here feeding these children. Now, this is probably the only meal they will have all day, just one meal a day. But there is so much life in this bowl of food. I mean, you can look around at the land here. It's incredibly dry. They couldn't grow their own food if they wanted to. And I know that it's because of this is what's making the difference in their life. I can't imagine not having a program like this available to this village, to this community, to this child. Without your help, these children will not survive. With your help, they're doing more than surviving. They're thriving because of the things that we give them. Life. There is life in this cup that will change your world. God bless you, Angel. It's something so simple. I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm sorry. I get so overwhelmed by it. Just like the simplest thing, like food. It moves me deeply, the need. It breaks my heart to see that they have very little. But it also brings me great joy to be a part of such an incredible ministry that is making a difference. So thank you so much from my heart to you, Life Outreach. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
And I want to thank you for enabling her to be part of it. These bowls, and I've said it many times, I need to repeat it. When we started, the kids and the children and their families brought plastic bags and sometimes old beat up oil cans. And we put food in whatever they brought. You said, I see those cans burning their hands. And we've watched the soup burn right through the bag and fall on the ground. And we've seen the children get down there and start scooping the porridge up out of the dirt. Can we give them heat-resistant bowls? And the missionary said, no, because we got to feed them. They're dying. We haven't got time to spend money on bowls. And you said, yes, we do. And you want to know why you said that? Because we love children. And we not only want to feed them, we want to show them we love them. In the bottom, it says life. That's what's in here. This is the cure. This is the perfect cure.
Not only does it keep from their little hands from getting burned, but the important thing to us and the missionaries is we can give more of a balanced amount out to the children so that the food we're giving to them, the nutrition we're giving to them, goes much further, James.
Yeah, and we don't run out. See, you can't necessarily see it, but there are portion lines mm-hmm. based upon what it takes to get the entire number. They look at all the children there and say, well, we can go this level. But something even more important than that, they know what it takes to balance the nutritional need in that area. And so they're able to apportion it properly. And it makes everything we do more effective. I mean, it's amazing how these missionaries operate so much more effectively than federal governments do so often. It's amazing, isn't it? How because when you do it in love and compassion, you tend to do it right. And then you have people with greater levels of appreciation. And you also have accountability and responsibility where when you get them healthy, then you can point them to work and caring for themselves. It's an amazing transition when love's in the mix. But what we want to do is put the nutritious soup mix in these bowls. And 400,000 children right now are located. And in many of them, especially in Angola right now, the crisis is so severe that if we don't increase in some of those areas and allow even more to come in, we can take care of more in a particular area, the death rate is going to be more rapid than any disease because this is the great killer. Contaminated water and malnutrition take the lives of children normally under 5 years of age, more than the toll greater than any other number, any other age group. So we're asking you to help. Betty, Peter Pretorius did something. I think that in a way it was staggering, except if you've been there like we have, then you realize when you've seen the sorrow, there was no exaggeration. I want you to watch what Peter did, because what he wanted to do with the group of women who were standing in front of him, he wanted them, as mothers and grandmothers, to let him know if they'd ever lost a child. I want you to watch the response. I mean, you really just need to fix your eyes on this and your heart, but watch how they responded.
But he must do it off to me, eh? Okay. Have any of you mothers here ever lost a child because of malnutrition, of a lack of food? And if you've lost more than one, then show us how many you've lost by showing us how many fingers. I mean, look at that. That one's lost five. That one's lost five.
She's lost
seven. Oh, Jesus. And I mean, nearly all of them. Eh? I think it is beyond words. I think it is absolutely horrible. I mean, I struggle even for words to be able to explain what feelings are in my heart. And I've never lost one of my kids. I've never lost one of my grandkids. And I just think if one of my precious little grandkids, if I lost them, what it would mean. And imagine if I lost them to starvation and I couldn't actually do anything about it because I didn't have any food. I didn't have any means to be able to help my child, you know, and watch their child die in front of me. Will this woman's watch 10 of them die in front of her? Please, James, let's do this and let's do it now.
You know what I saw when I looked at those children and listened to Peter? And I saw the little body, almost lifeless. But I wanted to pick that little child up. I wanted to hold that little child. I wanted that little child to know it's a precious child. I wanted that mother to know, your baby's precious. And here's the deal. We can make your baby well. And listen to me. We can keep your child from ever getting here. We can get them out in the feeding lines. And I'm going to tell you, when they begin to get their health back and they go in those feeding lines, it's like going to an amusement park because their little body's going to feel better. They're not getting a thrill or joy ride. They feel better. They can smile. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to reach out right now. Don't you pull those children up real close. I want you to be saying to those mothers, you're not going to have to hold up another finger, Mom. Because, see, Betty and I have lost a child, so we do know what it feels like. The cure evidently wasn't as simple as just food, because it was cancer, and I hate it. I hate disease. I'm so sorry for it ever hit anybody you love. And I pray, God Almighty, please give us a cure and give us the release of your healing power. We can release that healing power right now for hundreds of thousands of children and families. You touch millions of people when you touch one of their children. Here's what I'm asking you to do. And I pray with the greatest move of God on your heart, perhaps you've ever had, to feel His love. Betty, do you know when I thought about holding that little child? Never hit me before. I imagined Mary, the mother of Jesus, holding her son in her arms. And I thought, boy, I would like to have comforted him. And so help me in my spirit. I felt like I heard the Lord say, James, when you do that for one of those children, you're holding Jesus. It's an incredible comfort to him because he has so much compassion. All right. I want you to move as rapid as you can to the phone or to your laptop or your computer. I don't care. Just go. And I want you to make the largest gift you can. I mean, if there's a way you could give $1,000 or even more, I pray to God you'd do it, knowing it'll be doubled. 30, 50, and 100, we've always been able to feed 3, 5, or 10 children. That's a pretty simple breakdown. But today, if you give 30, 50, or 100, it's doubled. Not 3, but 6, not 5, but 10, not 10, but 20. And you give 1,000, it's not going to reach 100 kids that we can put food in a little bowl for them, but 200. Would you please right now go online or go to the phone and you take that bank card and you make the biggest gift you've ever made in your life, knowing I'm giving the greatest gift you can possibly give. I'm giving those mothers and those families and those children, I'm giving them a miracle. And I'm giving them the perfect proven cure for what's taking their life. Would you do it? Please go right now. Please do it.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $1.5 million matching gift challenge for Mission Feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed 3 children will be doubled to impact 6 children. $50 to help feed 5 children will be doubled to help save 10 children. $100 for 10 children will be doubled to help feed 20 children. And $300 for 30 children will be doubled to help feed and minister to 60 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a daily devotional with an inspirational music CD. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Larger Print Reference Bible. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 and request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last day. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
Thank you.
It's something you hear about, but it's something you don't see every day. This precious little child fighting for her life with every breath that she tries to take. I can hear it. She is literally dying in front of our eyes. Not because of a disease, not because of a virus, but because she has no food. Her body is frail, she's breaking down, she's fighting right now to live. Just one bowl of food a day, could have kept this little child from being in this bed in this moment. It amazes me and it blows me away to think that it's that simple. But there is something that we can do. But if we don't, then we'll see hundreds of thousands of more children just like this because of malnutrition.
You know, not only do we hear that little gasp, God does. And I believe God heard the prayer, not only of the mothers and the nurses and the missionaries, but I think he heard the prayers of every person that cares. And I believe the people watching are the answer to the prayer.
Well, you know, James, as I sat there and I watched that and I heard that little, what's happening is they're gasping for air. And as a mother, you sit by and you watch a child, your child doing that, you want to breathe. Here, honey, take my breath. They would give their very breath and their life for their child. Just as I feel like us, maybe you're sitting there and you say, I lost a child, not to malnourishment, but I lost a child. I've lost a child, but can you imagine losing many, many of your children? One lady lost 10, even more than even one is so devastating. You think your heart is going to break in two and you can't take the next breath. Well, we can make the difference with these precious children. Let's give them breath. Let's give them life. Let's give them hope. Please join with us. And let's get the nourishment to them that they so desperately need.
I'm just going to trust God to, you know, to touch your heart. Father, please. Please lead your people to be your hands. Please lead people to be your body. Do what you do. God, give us the greatest response to say, I want to give the perfect cure for those who are malnourished. In Jesus' name. Go to the phone. It's a lifeline, always a prayer line for you. Whatever your broken heart is, whatever you need, pray for you. The call is always paid for by love. You can just call. But today, it's a lifeline to answer mother's prayers, to stop that effort to get a breath, to stop them from ever even reaching that malnutrition clinic that love supports, our love, together. We make those possible. But we can keep children from ever reaching that point. Hundreds of thousands of them right now, and we're asking you to help us take care of them. So go online, lifetoday.org. Make the largest gift you can. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call the number and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We've got to tell the missionaries, yes, the help is on the way. And whatever you give, because of a matching gift challenge, the largest we've ever had, that's an answer to prayer. Because the need is great. We're asking you right now, please, because we've only got a very short time now to reach our challenge for this emphasis for our feeding program, Mission Feeding. Go to the phone and use your bank card and make the largest gift you can. Would you do it, please?
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's Friends have set a $1.5 million matching gift challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be double to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be double to help save 10 children. $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed 20 children. And $300 for 30 children will be double to help feed and minister to 60 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a daily devotional with an inspirational music CD. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Larger Print Reference Bible. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 and request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last day. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
Excited to send you the gifts for you in love and gratitude for giving the great gift of life. I do want to remind you now this is the last day in this emphasis, and also to say please, please, whatever you can do, you do what God puts on your heart. Also remember, you can make a year-end gift right now, and that means a lot for you come springtime. And I'm glad it does. It should. Our nation should always do that. But your gift will be doubled. And on this last day, this might just be the time to think, you know what? I'm going to make that special year-end gift that's just going to give these children a whole new life. And we're going to tell them about the source of all life, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.